Top local scientists say ventilation key for preventing COVID-19 spread. As evidence mounts of airborne transmission of COVID-19, two leading scientists advising the government say more attention needs to be paid to ventilation in crowded places and public transport. They suggest greater emphasis should be placed on opening windows in schools, buses and taxis, and more consideration given to holding events such as religious gatherings outdoors. The contribution of airborne transmission has been underappreciated. But the evidence is mounting that it is probably an important source of acquisition of the virus. It calls into question what we do now, said VEETS vaccinologist Jabir Mahdi, who is a member of Health Minister Zwelium Kyiza's Advisory Committee on COVID-19. Airborne transmission was the most plausible explanation for the large number of secondary cases detected in health facilities and poorly ventilated settings where large numbers of people had congregated, he said in an interview with Business Day on Wednesday, and called into question the government's decision to permit religious gatherings of up to 50 people. Hand hygiene, washing, social distancing and masks remained important interventions to prevent the spread of the virus, he said. Medical Research Council President Glenda Gray, who is also an advisory committee member, told Parliament that emerging evidence of airborne transmission of COVID-19 meant people should not congregate in closed spaces, and public transport should keep windows open. We have to make sure we ventilate places where there are crowds and avoid congestion if possible. Maybe even churches should be held in open areas, she said. Government guidance, which is aligned with World Health Organization, recommendations, emphasizes hand washing, social distancing and wearing cloth masks to reduce the spread of small virus-containing droplets breathed out by an infected person that quickly fall to the ground. But the government does not specifically caution people against gathering in closed environments where they breathe shared air and may be at risk of airborne transmission. The World Health Organization has until now said there was insufficient evidence to conclude airborne transmission, in which people are infected by inhaling tiny droplets containing virus particles that linger in the air for minutes or perhaps hours after being breathed out by an infected person, was a threat in closed spaces. But after 239 scientists from 32 countries published a letter in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases calling for it to change its position, the agency acknowledged on Tuesday it could be a threat. The World Health Organization said it was reviewing the evidence and planned to release updated recommendations in the next few days. The National Institutes for Communicable Diseases, NICDs, specialist pathologist Kerrigan McCarthy said scientists had no doubts that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, could be transmitted by droplets greater than 5 microns in diameter, which are coughed, sneezed or breathed out by an infected person, or by contact with infected secretions. But there had been no animal experiments to provide definitive empirical evidence of airborne transmission, so scientists had to rely on theoretical knowledge of how germs cause disease and observations from outbreaks to propose transmission mechanisms. McCarthy said if airborne transmission did occur, it was likely to account for fewer infection events than those caused by droplet transmission or direct contact. The vast majority of transmission events take place among close contacts at home, work and in confined spaces where close proximity suggests that droplet transmission is the primary mode, she said. Moreover, larger droplets contained more infectious material and were less susceptible to environmental stressors such as heat or drying, she said. The importance of ventilation was emphasized in the NICD's guidelines on infection control and prevention for healthcare settings, she said.